Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events involving the state's entrepreneurial community. John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Mike, you know, last week we talked about the difference in kind of the West Coast culture and the East Coast culture when it comes to innovation and venture capital. And we talked about how on the West Coast, they look for really big opportunities. You know, if you're not talking about a market out there that's bigger than $1 billion, they don't want to talk to you. And on the East Coast, you know, we tend to have a much more measured approach to it. You know, look for things that can be profitable sooner rather than later. I was in some meetings last week, a healthcare conference on disruptive innovation, and another event on security and privacy that kind of highlighted this cultural difference. And I'll bring it up so people in South Carolina can begin to be self-aware of this and maybe kind of think a different way. In the meetings in South Carolina, when you start talking about data, there are a lot of operational issues, you know, a lot of privacy regulations, security regulations, and you have conversations like, you know, let's not give anybody any data that they don't need to do their job. On the West Coast, though, data is the product. The bias there is, how do we make data flow? You know, how do we get it to go where it needs to go? Now, things like privacy and security are a constraint. You know, we can't disclose information we shouldn't. And maybe they've gone too far. They see it as a question of abundance. You know, all of a sudden, I have a digital value chain of information, and how can I use that to provide, you know, personalized products and services to customers that I can then monetize? And I know you've been involved in an IT company, and you probably appreciate that a little bit, don't you?
Well, it's been actually a business model for quite a while, you know, how to make money off of data.
Well, and to do that, you know, you got to let it flow. You know, you've got to figure out how to capture it at the source, you know, with customers and what they're doing, and then make that data available not only inside your organization, but then outside your organization so that others can use it up and down the supply chain. One of the people in the privacy conference I was talking to last week is a small IT firm, and he was talking about doing a lot of work with, you know, some kinds of departments that really are kind of an afterthought in some of the manufacturing firms we have here. And he mentioned in particular logistics. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? I mean, companies like Amazon have built a whole business on logistics.
And you mentioned a healthcare conference.
Yes, the Care Coordination Institute, which is a part of now Prisma Health, which is a combination of Greenville Health System and Palmetto Health, you know, had a forum last week. Healthcare is a very interesting challenge in this regard, because there's some pretty strict rules about HIPAA and what information you can share and can't share. You know, a lot of people are now hoarding healthcare data because they think that's a valuable asset, and it is. But I'll tell you, as a patient, I want the data to flow, right? If I go from one specialist to another or to a primary care physician, I don't want to have to replicate the test, and I want my specialist to know, you know, what my primary care physician already knows. So I think there's a real innovation opportunity in healthcare in how do we appropriately allow data to flow among all the providers. And it goes beyond just healthcare. Imagine if you could take your personal health data and share it with one of the digital grocery stores that's evolving, and they could start to provide you personalized recommendations for menus, you know, based on the fact that maybe you're diabetic or maybe you're hypertensive. But at the same time, you start talking about sharing health data, you know, broadly. It can be a little scary, but I just wish here we'd start to think about it more from an opportunity mindset. How do we provide, you know, really creative, innovative solutions to customers, understanding that, you know, we need to protect their security and their privacy, but the bias is, you know, how do we do more? How do we add more value? That's what you feel when you're out on the West Coast, and I'd love to see us do more of that here.
Well, John, how's the event calendar looking?
Well, mention information technology, of course. The Dig South Conference is now just around the corner. The next venture pitch is this week. Then there's a big event, the Heritage at Hilton Head, right after the Masters in Augusta. sponsored by Boeing, so big companies helping to promote South Carolina. And, of course, as always, Technology After Five events all over the state for people to plug into.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.